thing. I will preface with, I understand that the amount that I'm asking for in this next year's budget is a significant increase in the previous year's budget. But I do, at least two of the items that I've asked for that are a significant cost increase, I do have some justification that I'd like to explain. However, that being said, the department is still looking for outside funding for those items as well. And then obviously the salary increase that is represented in the budget proposal is because we are in contract negotiations. I don't know how that will turn up, but I wanted to at least have that potential increase in this budget. So, do you need me to go line item? I'm sorry, this is my first time.
Yeah, you could probably start on the line two because that's the, the most glaring. So the equipment line.
It's on Heather.
Oh, on Heather's, the basic layout. Oh, the equipment line also includes, I think, the new RMS. Let me look at my...
Yes, on the fourth page of your document.
So I have a quote from Central Square Technologies, but I also understand too, like, we didn't bid that out yet. So we also have, we're working on an additional quote and a demo from another RMS CAD system. But the current quote that we have for Central Square, which I don't know if that's the average cost of replacing the entire system, but the quote we have is $230,000 for that. And that's a full replacement for our records management system, record keeping, to report all the data, to get rid of some unnecessary costs like paper. Doreen could speak for how much that we spend on paper just because dispatchers have to write everything down. So just trying to look to make our department a little bit more efficient and also to be more transparent to where we can have more access and the public can have more access to what it is that we're doing without having to search through files and files of paperwork. With that being said, I know we were awarded a $15,000 grant this year towards that, and we're also looking to seek funds from grants or some other funding that we possibly can for that. And then additional equipment would be for Axon as well. That's part of that increased cost. So currently, out of contract with Axon, and under New York State police reforms, we're now required to have body cams. I know it's something that the city and the police department voluntarily did prior to it being a mandatory change. And we are currently out of contract. And so we have seven tasers, I believe it's seven tasers in service. And I want to say it is 12 body cams, or 14 body cams, enough for all of patrol officers to have. But currently, on our previous contract, any replacement equipment we had to pay out of pocket, which is another line item in the budget. And I believe that's around $7,000 for replacement of equipment every single year. I got a quote from Axon of what a new five-year plan would look like. And this plan, and this quote that I have, is all inclusive of equipment and replacement equipment over the next 5 years. So for example, if I have a body cam and I'm assigned to a body camera under the not contract that we have, I would have to send something in and just buy a new body camera, which would cost anywhere from $750 up to $1,200 with additional equipment for that. under this new contract or quote, if my body camera breaks, I would send it in, they would replace a new one at no cost. And then at the half year mark, or the half contract mark at 2.5 years, they'll do a full replacement of all body cams, especially if they upgrade new equipment. And that quote is $129,000. However, we've only put in the budget proposal per year. That total cost would be split up in 5 years for a total of $26,494. And then that would remove the cost that we've had previously, which is around $14,000 for replacement equipment for taser, body cams and tasers. And that being said, this would increase our inventory of tasers and body cams so that all the patrol officers as well as detectives would be equipped with them and to be able to carry. I think those are the biggest items.
What's the vehicle situation?
So I actually have a proposal for that. Well, a suggestion anyway. So we asked for two vehicles. We recently had one of the vehicles in an accident that I do not want to replace because it is almost 7 years old. Well, I don't want to repair because it's 7 years old, and we had run into the problem with car one when that was damaged years ago, and that was almost brand new. So it makes sense to have repaired that then. But over time, we've spent far too much money, I think, in repairing that vehicle. So for a vehicle that is 7 years old, I don't think that we should put any more money into it, but use the money that we just received for the damages to equipment up new, to outfit a new vehicle. I would be willing to see if the city is, if we have enough money left over the end of this year to purchase a new car and take both cars next year out of the budget. If it's something that we could do. And then just budget for the equipment in the car, if possible.
How much was the insurance amount?
It ended after deductible, I think it was $7,600.
How much of the vehicle cost is the vehicle versus the equipment?
So the vehicle cost currently, because it went up, is about $47,000 just to purchase the vehicle. The equipment could be anywhere from 15 to 20.
Any chance of electric?
So we actually were looking into that. I would love to do an electric vehicle. However, a police package vehicle isn't available until next year.
Okay.
So Chevy actually has it. Cool. And I would like to, at least next year once it comes out, try to demo one of those cars and
great.
At least for the following year, look into getting an electric vehicle. I don't know the cost because they just put out a video on it.
Well, the chief used to say it was much more expensive, but we all know that it's coming down and down and down.
Right.
We don't know if that's true for police vehicles.
And
as
I think
well.
This is the first police package
right.
electric vehicle that they're putting.
That would be great.
So. Again, that's not available until next year. So we've already watched a video on it, and it looks pretty good. I don't know what the cost associated with trying to put a charging station in at the station. I mean, we may be able to use the city's, but again, I'm not sure if we would want a vehicle over in the municipal lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's that much to convert over.
Plus, there's a lot more grant programs out
yeah,
there
just
now
say that,
that would support
for
that.
Charging
and
stations.
Also probably support the vehicle purchase too.
Oh, great. Yeah. Like, so if we can, I'm willing to look for outside sources to try to fund that, and I'm sure that would save a lot of money for fuel as well. I think those were the most significant. under the equipment.
Materials and supplies.
And everything else. I think we asked for some money for a couple of new bikes, purchases of new bike vehicles, because the bike vehicles that we have are very old. But I'd like to see more people out on bike, and I think if they have some updated equipment, that they would be able, they'd be more inclined to go out, because the bikes are supposed to be fitted to officers, but currently they're not. We just kind of, here's a bike, if you can ride it, here you go. Because many people whose bikes they used to be retired, so everyone's a little bit different sizes.
So just so you guys know, in terms of the personal services number, it does include the two extra officers. It does not include the increase. I did put the increase in the contingency budget, though.
Okay.
So just so you know, but it's not an all-in with the increase in what you're looking at here.
I wondered, because it's not that much. Do we put the, are there possible retirements?
Yep, they're all in
contingency. In contingency?
Yep.
Okay.
How many officers are we at right now?
20.
We have 22 right now.
Oh, yes. I'm counting the new officer that we might have. So
it's
22. To include Officer Hoffman.
Mm. And Finn on there.
And Jason Finn. Hoffman will be eligible to retire next November.
So 20 active?
Yes.
So this increases to 24?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that was 26.
So on the contracts,
mm-hmm.
You have the remediation.
Oh, yes. Forgot to bring that up. So when we received that range from Calrissos, we had an agreement and a contract with them that we would do a remediation, or a study at least. So we did get a recent quote for the study, which was just over $15,000, and we're trying to schedule that with Ty and Bond right now so that we could have a figure for what the remediation would be next year, or whenever we're able to do it, but we're still waiting to hear back from them. They have to schedule it with Calrissos as to when they can go and do the study, and then once they have that. So I asked for $50,000, and that was just an estimate. I have no idea what the cost of remediation is.
That's what I wondered, if there was.
Yeah, I tried to do some research on it, and I know that there's other agencies, other places where they can actually recoup that money from the lead.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we're there yet for that discussion as far as what we can do, because a lot of places are able to recoup at least anywhere from 60% to 70% of the cost with the lead.
I don't see that here.
It's on
under contracts.
There is contracts.
Oh,
wait,
gotcha,
I got the wrong
gotcha.
Page.
Sorry.
Page. Yeah.
Thank you.
That is something that we're going to have to do. I guess it's just a matter of when we're going to have to do it. And additionally, just going back to the RMS, if we were to get a new system, it would eliminate around $40,000 to $50,000 of current funds or contracts and other services that we have to keep.
But it looks like you didn't include those in the contracts. So if...
Yeah, they're off to the side
right.
of the pink.
Yes.
So we have to slide them over if we don't get a new RMS.
Right.
We'd have to keep Hammett, we'd have to keep Coleus in our law.
believe we kept pretty much everything else the same.
There's a big increase in materials and supplies. Is it just, because you've only used 10,000 so far.
I think we just spent an average of 1,500 a month this year so far.
Well, we did ask for a little bit for the range supplies, but.
Oh yeah, ammo was in there this year.
Yes.
Wasn't in there last year.
Last year was not an ammo year. We do every other year.
Got it.
How much the office supplies or materials could decrease if we're not buying paper and things like that, but I don't know how much the city in general uses on paper. They can get rid of it, I'd be so happy.
Madam Treasurer, anything at this point?
Take me back to the RMS replacement. So you said it was about 230. We got 250 in here, so I don't know if that was rounding for extra stuff or what. But then you said you also have a $15,000 grant.
Yes.
So at minimum, we could reduce that number by that amount.
Yes. Yes. I wasn't sure what we hadn't gotten the updated quote when we did the session, the budget. Mm-hmm. So one of their previous quotes was much higher than that. So I kind of just met in the middle a little bit. So
that would take that down to 215, the 230 minus the 15 grand.
Yes.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about the car theory again. You think you can buy two cars in your budget this year?
No.
Okay.
I was suggesting if we happen to have money left over this year, mm-hmm. if we could use that to purchase a vehicle this year, and then use the money we just received from the other car towards the equipment for that, mm-hmm. and then mix the cars from next year and look into an electric vehicle for the following year.
Mm-hmm. Do you anticipate having enough to cover a car at the end of the year?
I don't know.
Okay.
We would have to crunch some numbers. I know right now we're sitting pretty good, and Doreen can speak on it better for overtime. Mm-hmm. But we still have winter walk and a couple of other things, so I'm not sure where we're going to fall with that. And if there's any other money and equipment that we may have, we could possibly move it.
I would suggest we take one car out and keep one in contingency for now.
Okay.
Later discussion.
Okay. And in terms of retirements, mm-hmm. can you give like a ballparking percentage of how likely you think any of them are?
Well,
because I know this is the first time you've done that. Generally, yes. We'll put them all in, and then we end up saying like they're not all going to retire, and we end up taking like half of them out. That's just generally what we do, but it's always good to get input.
I'm 90% positive that Lieutenant Miller will not retire. That Sergeant Philly will not retire.
You.
And I won't retire.
I thought it was a little soon.
I'm not retiring.
Maybe you just wanted the title for a month or two. Go out on a high note.
I'm here for the long haul. That's all.
Okay, so we can definitely take you out. Yeah. Hoffman's probably definitely going to retire, I would assume.
Hoffman, yes, and that would be in November of next year.
Okay.
Current status, I don't know if you all know, like current status is he wasn't approved for disability retirement, but that doesn't change his return to work status as of yet, so.
And why is that? Just out of curiosity.
I think he needs a new evaluation from IME.
Okay.
And then they determine if he's eligible to come back to work on a light duty status, and then we would have to offer, like, this is, and I have no idea why it's taking this long to do that. Because that's not on our end. Mm-hmm. I don't even think that's on the city's end to do that.
Yeah, probably not.
I think he has to talk it over with whomever, his attorney, and then go through that. But it should be coming up because it's supposed to be, I think, every year. So it should be soon when he does that. I personally would like him off the payroll. I think that's all who's eligible.
Yeah, that was everybody.
Yes.
Yep.
Philly could be a maybe. I'll just throw that out there, but I think mm-hmm. he's waiting on what happens with the contract.
So just going back to the panel, I just want to make sure I understand. So if we took out the RMS system,
yes.
we'd be putting $42,000 back in contracts, right? The 22 and the 20?
Right. And the 3 and...
And the 3
and... Oh, no, that's the Axon.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, so and then if we didn't do the $26,000 a year thing, we'd have to put $4,000 back in.
And also,
but,
I think it was about 14 in equipment.
Yeah.
If you keep 14, you'd take ultimately take away 12.
Got it.
And then add in the 4. Because we'd have to replace that.
Yep. Got it.
And when I spoke with the rep from Axon, he did give me a figure of how much we've actually had to spend outside of that contract, and it was around $60,000.
Over.
Since inception, since we had it.
How long has that been?
It was five years.
5 years, okay.
Mm-hmm. So 2019.
Okay, so
we started.
That's 12 grand a year, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically a break even then.
Yeah.
With the new system, right? Because if it's 12 for replacement and 14, that's 26.
Okay.
Anything else at this juncture?
Nope, not from me.
Nope.
All right. Thank you.
No, thank you. Would you like to see the quote from Axon? I have a copy of it if you need it. Okay.
I mean, just so you know, because I know you've been here before, but you haven't. Generally, we do this first round with all the department heads just because you're walking out with this all in place doesn't mean it's probably going to stay that way.
Oh, I know. That's
okay. Well, I just thought it was your first year. I didn't want
no,
to
I appreciate
know,
that.
Set you up
thank
for
you,
disappointment.
Thank you for being taken with me because it is my first year. So
this is my first year in person.
Is it?
Yeah, because I started in 2020.
Yeah.
So this is
real.
What do you think?
Yeah, I could have sworn I remember you sitting next to Ed during one of the meetings.
No.
I was always next to him in the Zoom.
Wait, so this is my first in-person year too?
Yeah.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh right.
Come on.
Yeah, they came
COVID administration.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's nice to be in person again.
It is.
We won't keep you any longer. So.
We're here anyway, but.
Thank you, Chief.
No, thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you.